Do you want somebody who's not 100% sold out in love with God and speaking through the Holy Spirit? Do you even expect somebody like that to be able to really tell you something from God? So what we want to do is we want to break that house down that started as a young boy of condemnation and set you free to serve God in everything that you have. Not just you, everybody. You came up, whoever comes up on breaks and asks me something, they're the example. Because that's what's rolling. But everyone here, I can see light bulbs. I mean, I'm getting light bulbs today. I can actually see light bulbs. Yay, hurrah. Some of you, I've waited for light bulbs. Some of you, I wanted, Lord, is there a power shortage or what's the problem? Okay. Now, this is real warfare. So it doesn't mean while you're in here in the presence of the Lord and everybody's agreeing with you that you believe it only. It means you walk out that door determined. It means if someone says something that doesn't line up with what God would say, you say, I don't receive that. You say, well, I'm praying for you, but that's not how God sees me. See, many of you, as we look at these houses, we're going to see this. You took them low self-esteem and you lost your voice. You lost your right in your thinking to say anything. And therefore, Satan just has had a heyday just whamming you. And when Goliath came against David and said all those terrible things to try to intimidate him and put fear on him and make him think he's going to die, he just got right in the face of that giant and let him have it back. When the Pharisees came to intimidate and condemn and control Christ, not by anger, he just said, you're a bunch of whitewashed tombs. I'm not telling you to speak in anger, folks, but I'm telling you this, led by the Spirit, you not only don't receive the wrong seed from the enemy, you stop it with your shield of faith. But then you zap it with your sword of the Spirit, which is the Word. And you really do it. You really do it. You may have to just do it in your thought life. Wait a minute. I'm not dwelling on that anymore. Lord, have mercy. Here I felt sorry for myself because look what was said to me when this person died. He just got right in the face of that giant and let him have it back. God, I pray that there was a heart in there that knew you. And Lord, let me spend the rest of my life making sure people know you. Let it be as a memorial to when I wasn't strong enough in you, Lord, to stand up and speak truth. If there's anything to repent of, William, in this situation, it's God, forgive me that I listened to the enemy so long that there was an opportunity that I could have maybe changed things. But God, there's no condemnation in you. And maybe I missed this one, and Lord, you're God, so you know all things. But don't let me miss another opportunity because of the devil lying. See, Satan can whop you once. You don't want him to. But when he took my daughter and killed her in front of me, it wasn't long before he's back trying to kill my son. And then it was like, wait a minute, devil. There's no greed in this heart anymore. And God, you bring down this house. If there's anything inside of me that would allow the enemy to do this, then destroy it. And it's taken 5 years. I'm a slow learner. Or I had a lot of junk. Whatever it is, I don't care. My son is healthy. My son's been set free. And God has worked it together for his good. And he's worked it together for the good of my marriage. And he's worked it together for the good of you. And he's worked it. God is so cool. Bring him into it. And it turns it around. Don't bring him into it and continue to believe the lies and don't let God get in charge. And it could be a sad story. And as I say, there's no condemnation in Christ. Stop for a minute and say, whoa, this could have been done different had I known. But you didn't. And then say, but I do now. But I do now. No one's ever going. I'm not going to allow the devil to use anybody to try to create me again. So God, give me wisdom, give me boldness, restore what you have to restore so that I can stand up to it. And do you know when you can stand up to those spirits operating in other people's lives, it helps them to get free. The amount of marriages that could have been saved had one person been complete in Christ, found God, got filled up in God, and instead of being just this cycle of back and forth abuse, able to be used by God to speak a word of wisdom, to break a stronghold, to speak truth. See, Satan loves to put you together with all your junk and have you destroy each other. Somewhere this has got to stop. It should stop with Christian couples. It should stop with Christian parents with their children. Somewhere it needs to stop. But don't wait for it to stop on the other person first. You're the one at the meeting. You get it to stop in your life. You seek God. You get something real. Oh my goodness, this is going to take a while. I really got through one line. We didn't even get to three yet. Okay. For it was not the angels that he took to himself. He took to himself the line of Abraham, people in faith. It was essential that he should in this way be made completely like his brothers so that he could become a compassionate and trustworthy high priest for their relationship to God, able to forgive the sins of the people. For the suffering he himself passed through while being put to the test enables him to help others when they are put to the test. Okay, I wanted to show you a couple of things here that's really powerful. You always hear me say that where you get victory, you get authority. That's where it's at. For the suffering that Christ went through while being put to the test enables him to help others that are being put to the test. He went through it all. Jesus Christ had every demonic spirit, every temptation, everything that could happen to anybody. He had it all. And you know, he came as a human being. The Holy Spirit lived in him. Can you imagine what he went through at Calvary? Can you imagine every horrible thing that could ever come on anyone came on him in those hours of darkness before the light came back while he was on that cross? I mean, that's taste in hell. He did it for everyone. And he says, now you carry your cross. In other words, you go through this with the same Holy Spirit. You get the same victory with the same Holy Spirit, and you'll have the same victory that, and this is here, you'll be able to help others through what you've gone through. That's why they say count it all joy. So if you were molested, then finally, even if it's 30 years later, get the victory so you can help somebody who's been molested not go through bad marriages, not go through the hurt and the pain or abusing their children or whatever's happened. When I got the victory over my daughter's death, and I thank God I knew him and got it quick, but I know that I can go in and help someone see truth if Satan's come and killed their child. I can help them see truth. I can help them find Christ. I can help them get victory. I can help them see that God can turn it around. If your marriage has been saved, then you can go and help others save marriages. If you get victory over someone who's been controlling and intimidating and trying to destroy your life, then you can go help others who have controlling and intimidating people trying to destroy their lives. That's real ministry. We all want to write a book about something we don't know anything about. We all want to have our pictures on Charisma Magazine saying we have some big group of people coming to listen to the butt-hopper that we can speak over and over and have no reality to. I'm sick of it all. I'm sick of it. I want to see people who have some victory. I don't even want to hear what you really have to say about the gospel till there's some fruit in your life. You will not minister at our meetings when you're totally messed up. That's what's so different about this place. But you'll be loved and we'll help you walk it through till you get some victory. Because all you have to do is take on a religious spirit and act a little spiritual with absolutely no substance or to back it up and make a mockery of true Christianity and then have everybody in confusion all over Christendom wondering what happened to the move of God. He had to go through it just like us so he could have compassion. Compassion changes things. Sympathy. Sympathy is a counterfeit of compassion. Sympathy recognizes, poor you, how bad it is, how horrible it is. Oh, I wish we could do something for you. Poor little you. Compassion recognizes that in Christ, all things work together for good. Compassion says, this is just a temporary thing you're going through, but you got all eternity before you. Find Christ in this. Get to know God in this. Be changed in this. Folks, we need to see things like God sees things. He didn't sit up there when my daughter was dead going, oh, poor Cindy. Oh, the devil pulled that one over on her. Oh, my gosh. Oh, she's, oh, poor, poor Cindy. Oh, all of heaven didn't go, oh, poor Cindy. Oh. It said they were having this party with my kid. Watch what the power of God can do. Watch how God can take what was meant for evil and overcome it with good. Watch how God can turn us around to where people will make wrong doctrine and say God caused it. It's a pretty powerful God when you twist doctrine around, thinks he did it, which totally changes the whole nature of God. God does not have it within him to take a little kid and zap them over the head with a tree branch in front of their mother. The devil has that. He's not my God. But God has this unbelievable power to say, now if they could just come into a higher place with me, realize their daughter is safe. Plus, he even let me have a vision. I had the victory first, but then I saw her with him. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. He will do more than you could ask or think. If you begin to line up your life with what he says and who he is and destroy what Satan has said about you. Get out of your pity parties, okay? I am just so not a pity party person. Pity parties are counterfeit sympathy things. Compassion says, no, God, get victory. Get on with it. There's nothing so bad that God can't bring something good out of it. There's nothing so horrible that Satan can do that God hasn't already made a way of escape. Now find it. If you want me to help you find it, I'll help you find it. If you want me to sympathize with you, go somewhere else, because I will just tear you apart in love so that you won't be destroyed. Sometimes I'm ministering, people are like, oh, she's so mean. It's just, you just don't, when you see it from God's perspective, and it's like people who have low self-esteem, you almost have to shake them and say, would you listen? Quit talking negative. Quit talking your circumstances. Quit talking what bad things are happening. Stop a minute. I want to help you find the way of escape. And this is what we did, straight out did to you at that clinic. If you didn't, we have on clinic, it's the inner healing, Lisa, physical healing if you don't have it. And when you hear the poor woman, I was getting like this in love. It was Deborah. And what we didn't get to put on there, because we didn't know at the time, we knew, but right after that ended, the power hit so hard, Thad didn't record it. So we didn't have where God was moving mightily record it, because Thad was shaking or falling or whatever he was doing. You know, maybe God never wanted to record it. That's fine. But, and if you heard it, the teaching, a lot of you were here listening to WKGM, and we had a lot of that on the radio. And we never got to say, you heard us letting her have it. This is Deborah. But she got healed. She got healed from lots and lots of cancer throughout her body. She got completely healed. It's completely gone. But cooler than getting healed, you got changed. Completely changed. You got real faith now. Isn't it all, isn't this better? This is better. God did more than you could ask or think.